This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With the full knowledge that a lot of you are scrambling today to get your taxes done by tomorrow, we will take this moment to perhaps lessen your stress level. Your odds of getting audited are about as low as they've ever been. Budget cuts and basically a whole bunch of other stuff they've got to do have cut into the IRS's enforcement budget. They'll audit just 0.88% of returns for people making under $200,000 a year. But with $300 billion in uncollected taxes on the line, the IRS is not about to give up. So enter the robots, because the tax man might not have a whole lot of manpower, but it does have a whole lot of data on you. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has that story.
If you've ever watched a gangster movie or been a gangster, you know that you have to be careful about spending your ill-gotten gains. Consider this advice, given by lawyer Saul Goodman to his meth kingpin client, Jesse Pinkman, in Breaking Bad.
It's the tax man, and he's looking at you. He sees a young fella with a big fancy house, unlimited cash supply, and no job. Now, what is the conclusion the tax man makes?
I'm a drug dealer.
Wrong. Million times worse. You're a tax cheat. If they can get Capone, they can get you.
And these days, the tax man has a whole new way to track your wild spending, namely, you.
It's hard to believe that anybody who puts anything on Facebook has any legitimate expectation of privacy.
Edward Zielinski is a professor of tax law at Yeshiva University. He says those fancy vacation photos you posted on Instagram, the Facebook status update about your new car, the tweets about your wildly successful side business, all fair game for the IRS.
And the IRS says you didn't report any income last year, but you're telling everybody about how you took your girlfriend to a Rio de Janeiro for the weekend. I think that's a very legitimate use of the modern technology.
Not that the IRS is perusing everyone's Facebook photos. It's probably only looking at your Facebook photos if it suspects you might be a tax dodger. How does it get suspicious? Data, of course. Benham Dianim chairs the privacy and data practice at Paul Hastings.
It appears from its public statements and some of the other reports that it's using data to piece together profiles or likely candidates for closer review.
The IRS is notoriously secretive about its methods. It didn't respond to repeated requests for comment. But recent private sector hires and off-the-record sources indicate the IRS is seriously gearing up its data mining, using tools like online activity trackers to enhance the vast cache of information it's already privy to, namely your Social Security number, your health records, your banking transactions. The result? A pretty sophisticated data profile.
It seems that they may be using predictive analytics.
Joseph Turo is a data expert at the University of Pennsylvania.
Which takes a huge amount of data and puts it together in a big pot to see if they can predict which individuals don't pay their taxes.
And creating profiles based on that data could be problematic, says Turo.
Once you begin giving people scores like that, you've given them reputations that might stay with them over years and might be used by the IRS and other agencies in really incorrect ways.
Of course, these days, everyone from Google to Nike is cobbling our data together to create profiles of us. Still, it's different when the IRS does it, says Benham Dianim.
If Nike is analyzing my information, the worst consequence is that they market stuff to me that I don't want, and it's annoying. If the government does it, the worst consequence is that there could be legal ramifications, right? Whether it's fines, penalties, or imprisonment.
If you don't want the IRS in your online business, Dianim suggests ratcheting up the privacy settings on all of your social media accounts and never posting anything you wouldn't want the agency to see. You could also try a charm offensive. The IRS has 24,000 Facebook fans and 52,000 Twitter followers. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
I grant you this may not be top of mind if you still haven't finished your taxes, but Stacey put together a handy little list of how to avoid being tracked online. Some of them are pretty obvious, some of them not so much. Marketplace.org, you can read them there.